And Sinead Egan is here with what it says in this morning's papers.
The Irish Daily Mail reports in its lead story this morning that the Taoiseach has warned that government is concerned about securing fuel supply next winter. Speaking to TDs and senators last night at a private Fianna Fáil meeting, he said the EU Commission was likely to return with hard proposals on energy by the end of April. A TD who was at the meeting said Mr. Martin told colleagues that his concern amounted to more than the price of fuel, which was interpreted as looming fuel shortages. The Russian bombardment of the suburbs of Kyiv, hours after Moscow offered to dramatically scale back its military action in Ukraine, is the lead story for the Irish Times. Derek Scally reports on this situation from Warsaw. And on page two of that paper, he writes that experts there fear a wave of human trafficking, with Professor Zbigniew Lasochik of the Human Trafficking Research Centre at the University of Warsaw telling him that traffickers have strategies. We don't. We're not ready. A photograph of Mongolian woman Yuransetseg Serendorj is on the front of the Irish Sun, the Herald and the Irish Times. The 49-year-old woman died 9 days after she was stabbed near Dublin's CHQ building on January 20th of last year. She had been living in Ireland for 15 years and worked as an office cleaner. Yesterday, a 16-year-old boy went on trial at the Central Criminal Court accused of murder. The boy, who cannot be named because of his age, pleaded not guilty to murder, but guilty to the manslaughter of Miss Serendorj on the 29th of January 2021. Elsewhere on the Irish Times front page, the story that directors of social media giants like Facebook and Twitter would become personally responsible for allowing their platforms to be used for online harm under new proposals discussed yesterday by Culture and Media Minister Catherine Martin and Fianna Fáil senators. Pat Leahy reports that Senators Malcolm Byrne and Shane Castles met the minister yesterday to press the case for amendments to a draft bill published earlier this year, which would take the radical step of opening the directors to criminal sanctions for failing to police their platforms. Senator Byrne said Minister Martin signalled that she agreed with the amendments. Supporters of the proposal say it would be a game changer for regulating social media companies. On page 7 of the Examiner, the story that a 79-year-old man who was held at knife point in his own home has moved into a share home in Cork City. The story is in the Irish Daily Star this morning too. Gerry O'Halloran had not wanted to return to his home in Grána Brothar after he and his 85-year-old sister Mary were held at knife point there by an attacker who stole €1,800 from them 6 weeks ago. The intruder threatened to stab them, and while neither was seriously injured, they were both traumatised by what happened. Nobody has been arrested in connection with the incident. Mary O'Halloran told the Examiner that her brother was delighted to be moving into his new home. And in the features pages of the Irish Independent, Kirsty Blakenock sets herself the challenge of learning how to drive a double-decker as Dublin Bus launches a recruitment drive. The article is accompanied by a series of photographs documenting her attempts. She speaks to Angela O'Callaghan, one of the 152 women out of Dublin Bus's 2,700 drivers. She signed up in 2019 and says that sometimes she pinches herself when she sees the bus and thinks, wow, I can drive that. And the most challenging part of the job, giving the bus back, she says.